So today we are going to discuss about averting and resurrecting situations of Vaishnava Aparadha. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu warned his devotees and followers to be very, very careful about not committing Vaishnava Aparadha. And among all the offenses, Vaishnava Aparadhas, blaspheming the devotees is considered to be the worst of all. That is called Hati Mata Aparadha. In Sanskrit, Hati means elephant and Mata means mad. So this is a mad elephant offense. Now if we consider that Krishna consciousness is the cultivation of the devotional creeper, and it's a garden, and in a beautiful garden this devotional creeper is growing, flourishing, and if a mad elephant enters into that garden, then what will happen? Everything will be destroyed. The mad elephant will destroy all the trees and plants there. Srila Prabhupada actually repeatedly requested his followers not to commit this Vaishnava Aparadha, the mad elephant offense. Actually, respect for the Vaishnava is the most important consideration of Krishna consciousness. It is by respecting the Vaishnavas that one makes spiritual advancement. Even Krishna himself said that those who think that I am, that they are my devotees, I am their worshipable Lord, I don't consider them to be my devotees. But those who consider my devotees to be their worshipable Lord, if they worship my devotees, if their devotees my devotees, then they are my real devotees. So in this way, Krishna actually made it very, very clear how to make spiritual advancement. Like becoming just direct devotee of Krishna is not the way to make spiritual advancement. We have to approach through Krishna's devotees. And Lord Shiva told Parvati that Aradhananang Sarvesham Vishnur Aradhanang Param. Of all kinds of worship, worshipping of Vishnu is the highest. But Tasmat Paratarang Devi, Devi, even superior, even higher than that worship of Vishnu is Tadiyanam Samarchanam, the worship of his devotees. So that's why, like, approach to the devotees is the perfect means for making spiritual advancement, perfect means to approach Krishna. Therefore, it is very important that we are careful about how we treat other devotees. Srila Prabhupada, in that respect, in a class in Nectar of Devotion, he mentioned, so when one is advanced, he can see the importance of devotees. Advanced devotee never disobeys or disrespects another devotee. Disrespect to another devotee is a great offense. Vaishnava Aparadha is very serious offense. Therefore, we teach to address among the devotees, Prabhu, Prabhu, such and such Prabhu. This should not be simply spoken by the lips. It should be realized. Everyone should think other devotee as his Prabhu or Master, not that he should try to become Master. And the respect to the devotee should be so serious, so heartfelt. The relationship with the devotees should be so heartfelt that even when one is worshipping the deities in the temple, say in the arati, one is offering, pujari is offering arati to the deities, and if at that time a devotee comes in who is honorable, respectful and close to him, then it's been allowed that he can even stop worshipping the Lord to greet the devotee, to receive the devotee. So this is the standard. And there are four considerations in this respect about how to avoid Vaishnava Aparadha. The first consideration is adjust misunderstanding on the basis of common connection to Krishna. How should we develop our relationship with the other devotees? On the basis of Krishna. Then being humble enough to beg forgiveness immediately and earnestly. Whenever we commit offense, whenever we realize that we have committed an offense to a Vaishnava, we should immediately go to him and beg forgiveness. Then holding oneself accountable even for offense committed by one's subordinates and begging forgiveness. Not him. If the subordinate commits offense, then one should go and beg forgiveness. They clarify the situation by proper communication to avoid this kind of misunderstandings. So, how to adjust misunderstanding on the basis of common connection to Krishna? It's a common connection to Krishna. How to avoid offenses? Through common connection. You love Krishna, I love Krishna, therefore we have a common ground. And that common basis, common interest, the common loving factor is going to create that bond between us. And that bond will become so strong that there won't be any room for misunderstanding or any room for committing offenses. In that respect, Prabhupada encouraged his devotees to develop proper relationship with the authority, render service in a mood of cooperation. And in that respect, in a letter to Garga Muni, Prabhupada wrote, "I am glad to learn that your cooperation for the society is appreciated by authorities. We should learn to forget and forgive minor incidents, because whenever there are two men in a place, there is always some misunderstanding. Such misunderstanding happens even between husband and wife. What to speak of others? But we have to adjust things on the basis of Krishna consciousness. We should always remember that Krishna consciousness is a challenge to the modern, misguided human society and have to meet many unfavorable incidents." Like, the material nature is extremely degraded, and it may lead to various kinds of misunderstandings due to that influence of that material nature. But we should try to avoid those possibilities by developing a deep bond of appreciation and submission and relationship among ourselves. Also, Srila Prabhupada wrote a letter to Mother Nandarani. "A bona fide spiritual master always thinks of himself as the servant of the Lord. One should never forget to be humble in dealings. If every one of us would conduct our business on that spirit of Prabhu and servant, then there is a very little chance of being misunderstood. Sometimes misunderstanding may take place, but it should be adjusted in a spirit of service attitude to the Prabhu, to the other devotee who is more advanced." So in this way, we should try to create a very nice mood of cooperation among ourselves, and in that spirit we should try to avoid committing offenses. And also, another, the most important factor of dealing with other Vaishnavas is to be humble. If you become humble and beg forgiveness whenever you feel that you have committed an offense, that will also avoid the possibility of furthering that offense or possibility of receiving the reaction of that offense. So if we maintain a humble attitude, then the possibility of committing offense will be minimized. And the advice Prabhupada is giving is that whenever you feel that you have committed offense to somebody, immediately go to him and beg forgiveness. And Prabhupada said that one should beg forgiveness earnestly holding his feet. But the Vaishnavas by nature are so generous, so kind, so merciful, that he will embrace that devotee. He'll pick him up and embrace that devotee, and he will say, no, there is no offense. And that is the real sign of advancement. We should not think, oh, he committed offense to me and he'll be cursed or he will be doomed. No, that is not Vaishnava-like. Vaishnava's attitude is, no offense. And in this respect, we can remember Ambarish Maharaj's encounter with Durvasa Muni. Ambarish Maharaj fasted for 48 days, not even taking water. And at that time, Durvasa Muni came as his guest. Ambarish Maharaj said, please go take your bath and take prasad here. And they were taking a long time. Durvasa Muni was taking a long time to come back. And it was a time for the parana. You see, when you observe Ekadasi, it has to be broken at certain time. So Ambarish Maharaj had to break his fast. Therefore, his priest advised that please take some water because that will break fast, yet it will not break your fast. Because the Vedic culture is that when there is a guest in the house, first you feed the guest and then you eat. So here is a guest, Durvasa Muni with his 64,000 disciples came, and Ambarish Maharaj has invited them. And now when he is in a dilemma, like the guest is not coming back, the time of Ekadasi Paran is going by, and just as he took a few drops of water, Durvasa Muni came. And Durvasa Muni is famous for his angry attitude. So he became very angry. Oh, you invited me and without even feeding me, you are eating yourself. And so he immediately tried to curse him and kill him. But right at that time, the Sudarshan Chakra appeared there. Sudarshan Chakra was about to sever the head of Durvasa Muni. This is how dangerous Vaishnava Apurad is. And Durvasa Muni, with his mystic power, he could go anywhere. He went to heavenly planet, he went to Brahma, he went to Lord Shiva. But all of them said, look, we can't do anything about it. Vaishnava Apurad is something that we cannot do anything about it. So finally Durvasa Muni went to Vaikuntha, to Narayan, and fell at his feet and said, please save me from your Sudarshan Chakra. But Narayan said, look, I can't do anything about it myself. So even Narayan cannot free one from his Vaishnava Parana. So then Narayan suggested, go back to the person you have committed the offense to. Go back to Maharaj Ambarish. And so Durvasa did that. He went back to King Ambarish, fell at his feet and begged forgiveness. But what did Ambarish Maharaj do? Picked him up, embraced him. I said, no, there is no offense. You are such an exalted personality. I am your worship. I am your humble servant. You please don't speak like that. And then only the Sudarshan Chakra desisted. So this is how dangerous Vaishnava Aparad is, and this is how one must save himself. One must protect himself from committing Vaishnava Aparad, because Vaishnava Aparad can very easily destroy one's spiritual life. So another consideration is, when there is a possibility, when there is an aparad committed by the subordinate, the superior should hold himself responsible for committing that aparad. because he is his subordinate. He is supposed to train him properly. So when a subordinate commits the offense, the principal considers himself responsible. And in that respect, Srila Prabhupada wrote a letter to Narayan Maharaj. Narayan Maharaj is Prabhupada's godbrother's disciple, Srila Keshav Maharaj's disciple. And Prabhupada had a very intimate relationship with him. And one of the devotees from America, when he went to India, he met with Narayan Maharaj. And I don't know, like some, he committed some offense, Prabhupada got to know about it. And then Prabhupada is writing to Narayan Maharaj. I came to know that my disciple Chandrasekhar from Delhi wrote you a letter. Chandrasekhar sent me a copy of your reply to him. In that letter, I came to know that foolish Chandrasekhar had blasphemed you. Fools do not know how to honor Vaishnavas. By your greatness, please excuse him. I haven't instructed him to do such a thing. I only told him to visit you. Anyway, excuse his aparad. Chandrasekhar is a good man, but out of foolishness, he used bad words to you. You please forgive him and me by your good qualities. So this is how Prabhupada is teaching his followers. Apuni achari prabhu jivere shikhai. By acting himself accordingly, he is teaching. He is showing us how one should deal with other Vaishnavas. Although Narayan Maharaj is junior to Srila Prabhupada, but Prabhupada is begging forgiveness for him, from him, not the offense that he committed, but one of his disciples have committed. Therefore, whenever there is a situation like that, we should be very careful and avoid that offense. And the last point in this respect is that clarify the situation by proper communication. The communication, oftentimes, the misunderstandings are created by lack of communication or miscommunication. Therefore, we should be very careful to communicate properly. That Prabhupada actually is writing a letter to one Mr. Patel in Bombay. Prabhupada is saying, I am very sorry for any inconvenience that has come upon you due to the misunderstanding. So there was a misunderstanding, and Prabhupada is clarifying that misunderstanding. I did not receive any letter from you until now about the situation, so I was not aware fully of the circumstances as you have given them. Your son should stay with you and abide by your instructions. I'll be coming there in April, and I'll be more than glad to meet with you and your son at the time, if you so wish. Again, I'm sorry for any misunderstanding that may have occurred. So here is a person. There may have been some sort of miscommunication resulting to some misunderstanding, and although that person was not even a devotee, but Prabhupada is so exemplary in his behavior that he is clarifying the miscommunication through proper communication. And another letter to Hayagriva, Prabhupada is writing. Actually, Hayagriva Prabhu left ISKCON. He was one of the early devotees, early disciples, and he was a very close friend of Kirtanananda Swami. There were some difficulties, and Hayagriva left the movement. So Prabhupada is writing to him. I shall let you know when I shall go to New York, and if possible, please try to see me there in some weekend. And we shall be glad to talk face to face. What is actually the misunderstanding between ourselves? Like Prabhupada, he is Prabhupada's disciple, but Prabhupada is so humble that he's requesting him, please come there and we'll talk to each other and find out what the misunderstanding is, and we'll try to overcome it. I do not think there is any misunderstanding on the principles. So we can join again as before, and combinedly we can work for pushing on the movement of Krishna consciousness in your country. So this is how generous, this is how wonderful Srila Prabhupada was dealing with even his disciples. And it is not only a matter of committing Vaishnava Aparad, we should actually be concerned about just dealing with people. Our dealing should be exemplary, our dealing should be perfect, so that a very wonderful spiritual atmosphere is created where everyone is happily situated, rendering their service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead.